on FM, on the station app, and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
Caithlin Social Development has revealed that children start abusing substances from as early as 6 years old. The department was summoned by the Commission for Gender Equality for investigative hearings in Durban relating to their handling of gender-based violence cases. Yesterday, DSD head Nelisiwe Vilakazi told the commission they've had to reduce the admission age, which was previously 13, at child rehab centres.
One day when we're engaging with the children, we learned that the children, they start to use substances at the age of 6, at the age of 7, in such a way that we have then changed now the criteria for admission in a children's treatment centre, that if you're a child, you are admitted if you have this challenge of substance abuse.
The Commission's Nomthandazo Sithole says the department has a number of gaps it needs to address,
such as the practical impact of its strategies and projects, transparency in reporting, the lack of male accommodative shelters in the province, the lack of information on LGBTQIA+ accommodating shelters in the province. It is important for DSD to practically demonstrate that it understands its obligation.
The Agriculture Department suspects a chemical linked to food poisoning deaths in the country is not locally produced. At least 25 children have died and hundreds more hospitalised from food-related illnesses, which are believed to be linked to snacks from spaza shops. KZN and Gauteng have been the hardest-hit provinces. Yesterday, government declared the spate of deadly food-borne illnesses a national disaster. Last month, health officials revealed turbofos, a lethal pesticide, was the cause. Agriculture Minister John Steenhuisen was speaking on the crisis in Johannesburg yesterday.
What has been found in the spaza shops, it differs quite significantly from the colour and texture of locally produced turbofos. In many instances, it's been found with Aldicarb. Aldicarb was banned in South Africa for production or distribution in 2016. So the fact that Aldicarb is now being found together with the turbofos in these inspections is a very clear indication that there is a high likelihood that the turbofos that's being found in these instances is coming from external sources to South Africa.
And Vladimir Putin has suggested ballistic missiles could be used to strike military facilities in the UK and US. It's after Ukraine fired British-made Storm Shadow missiles into the Russian territory of Kursk for the first time this week. The Russian president gave a TV address.
We consider ourselves entitled to use our weapons against military facilities of those countries that allow their weapons to be used against our facilities. And in the event of an escalation of aggressive actions, we will respond decisively.
He's confirmed Moscow was behind a hypersonic ballistic missile attack on Ukraine yesterday. Meanwhile, Rob McGowan, who's the UK's Deputy Chief of Defence, says their army is prepared to respond if the war escalates.
If the British Army was asked to fight tonight,
yes,
it would fight tonight. And I don't think anybody in this room should be under any illusion that if the Russians invaded Eastern Europe tonight, then we would meet them in that fight.
Those clips, courtesy of Sky News. Durban and Pietermaritzburg, a high of 30 degrees, Richards Bay 35. For Newswatch and in for Natarna Desin, I'm Tamasha Kanyi.